Aircheckdownloads.com.
We are so fickle as a nation, aren't we? So fickle.
So fickle.
I mean, we're in love with people or things one moment, and the next thing, they've got 4 months after running off while being taken to a cattery. Zulu the cat has returned home to the Force family in Devon to find already they've replaced him with a kitten.
Serves him right.
Off on the run for a little while, just a little holiday, and you come back, and what have they done? They've gone and replaced you with a
kitten.
Should
have phoned. Really?
It's a quarter to eight at the Breakfast Club from 2FM.
And it's starting to get busy on the M4. Three-vehicle accident by Junction 10 eastbound. Right-hand lane closed. Police on their way. Do take care. M3 into the Alpha. Have me quitter. AA Red Lunch.
Brought to you by Mercury, the driving force in telecommunications.
The story you're about to hear is true.
We're out of control!
We're out of control!
Rob Jones and the Breakfast Club on 210FM.
We're all well chuffed for Princess Anne, the Princess Royal today. Nice. We think it's great news. Great news. And finally, at the end of this annus horribilis, some ray of light, some nice bit of news for the Queen. And, of course, the Queen Mum, too, you know. Because we love the Queen Mum, don't we?
Oh.
It's 8:30 to 8 o'clock. Rob Jones and the Breakfast Club with Sport Shorts here. Reading have been drawn away to Manchester City in the third round of the FA Cup after beating Leighton. And this football story to end with: a football referee abandoned a match over the weekend and called the police after ordering off a linesman and claiming he'd been headbutted. Trouble flared when British Transport Commission scored against Millbrook and Maybush in a Southampton Premier League clash. The linesman, a member of the Millbrook and Maybush club, flagged for handball and the ref overruled him. After a verbal clash, the linesman was shown the red card. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Are they allowed to show the linesman a red card? Then the goalkeeper joined the argument at Portswood, Southampton. The ref, with a gash over one eye, abandoned the match. Police are investigating his complaint of assault. Boy, oh boy. They take it seriously down there, don't they?
Probably coached by Terry Hurlock or someone like that, you know.
Wake me up before you go, 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 go. It's Wham at 210FM, 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. This week on The Breakfast Club, we're giving away Nintendos. It's fantastic, and Hannah won one earlier this hour. Who was the famous actor who played the part of Conan the Barbarian in the...
Again, Quark. Rob Jones and The Breakfast Club on 210FM.
Hello,
M4 eastbound, bound to be slow going at Junction 10 because of the earlier three-vehicle shunt. Very busy also London bound into the M3 roadworks. They start between Junctions 4 and Junction 4A. 210FM, dependable travel. Don't leave home without us.
210FM. Good morning. It's Monday, the 7th of December. Let's get the latest now from Paola.
It's 8 o'clock. The main news this morning. There's to be a major shake-up in the way children's homes recruit staff. Germany is bowing to right-wing pressure and bringing in tighter asylum laws. And a new report shows business optimism in the Thames Valley is growing. Good morning. This is Paola Tish. The government is... It's 8:05. 210FM
weather. Right, I can't really tell. Looking out the window here, it's a bit murky. 4 degrees in the valley and down to the coast.
Cloudy and dry today. The high 9 Celsius. A bit misty and murky tonight. Temperatures down to 4 Celsius. If you want a more detailed forecast for the next few days, you can dial the 210 weather call on 0891 505 210. And calls will cost you 48 pence a minute if you dial right now.
102.9 210FM. From the top of a really tall tower, in the middle of a really big field, it's Rob Jones and the Breakfast Club on 210FM.
Whoa, two tribes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. At 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. And this is the song of the day, the record race record, Carly Simon. Nice and mellow. Sound a bit like Simon, really, does it? But he'll be playing this one in full sometime between 1:30 and 6, and you can win a great prize if you've got the phrase that pays when he plays it. Here it comes.
210FM is my favourite radio station. Oh, I've got a touch of heartburn. Because it was from the film Heartburn, you see.
Was it really?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, Meryl Streep.
Oh, God, I didn't know that. Didn't know that. I only just saw Wayne's World over the weekend. But I enjoyed it. It was good. It's Babe Deutius. Coming out of the dark. And Gloria Estefan at 210 FM, home of the Nintendo giveaway. We've got the Super Nintendo Challenge on at the moment. We did it about 20 past 7. We'll do it at 20 past 7 tomorrow morning. So if you want to pick up a great Super Nintendo kit and the Super Mario World game for Christmas, then all you've got to do is make sure you're with us around 7:20 tomorrow morning. Hannah won it. Hannah and Thatcham won it today. And there's another one to be given away tomorrow when we do The Breakfast Club live from the post office in Reading.
Take a look in
413131.
Traffic and travel, 210 FM.
Right, 8:15, what have we got, Commander Steve?
Better news on the M4, the three-vehicle accident at Junction 10, London bound, has all been cleared onto the hard shoulder. Obviously, traffic, though, is busy. It's that time of morning on a Monday.
Thank you, sir.
AA Red Watch.
Brought to you by Mercury, the driving force in telecommunications.
The Breakfast Club. We don't want listeners with good taste. We just want listeners that taste good.
210 FM, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock, Monday morning, live from the valley and down to the coast. And our thanks for the first Christmas card to the Breakfast Club, came from Andy Dobson. All the best, keep it up. Well, we try.
So do I.
Always possible. Susan Rogerson, very happy birthday to you today. She's 26. David Walsh is 25. James Pawley has a birthday today. And Diane Webb is the big 3-0 today. Happy birthday.
Monday's notable, Stan Boardman, actress Ellen Burstyn, and singer Tom Waits.
Hey, and good news, telly watchers. It may be Monday night, but there's some good stuff on the telly. And not...
22 past 8 o'clock. We've never sampled your cooking, talking of that witch.
Yeah.
We've never sampled your cooking.
It's great, actually.
Would you like to do some mince pies before Christmas, maybe, you know?
Well, Marks and Spencer's do some nice mince pies.
We never know the difference.
Why cook when you can get it in the shops? That's what I say.
Motto for life. You'll make someone a lovely husband one day.
I was walking down the street.
I always like that one. Dreadlock Holiday, 10cc at 210 FM, and whatever happened to those boys? They used to do great songs, didn't they? It's 27. Sorry.
They were in here not so long ago.
Were they?
Two of them were guests on Phil Kennedy.
Oh right, that's
Eric,
I remember.
Stewart.
That's Eric. You
always
yeah.
have a crush on when I was little.
Yeah.
Then I saw him again. And that's horrible, isn't he?
Well, they haven't done anything in a while, though, haven't they? It's been a little while since they did stuff.
Well, not together. They haven't been together for quite a long time, have they?
I know that, but I mean, even, you know, Lol Creme and Kevin Godley
have been
too
busy directing adverts now.
Doing videos and stuff like that, yes. I've got a great story about them directing the Howard Jones video once,
yeah.
Life in One Day. I'm afraid none of it I can say on the air, but I'll tell you in a minute.
141 141.
8:30, news headlines now from Paola.
Good morning. The government is to order sweeping changes to the way staff are selected for children's homes. Want more government action on the economy.
Well, cloudy and dry, 9 Celsius the high today. A bit misty and murky tonight, with temperatures down as low as 4 Celsius. But remaining dry, it's going to be bright but cold tomorrow.
Motorways London bound busy as you might expect, and word reaches us the V3011, the route between Reading and Hartley Whitney, is now closed for resurfacing at Heckfield. You have to go via Hook. 210 FM, dependable travel, 8:31. Don't leave home without us.
The Breakfast Club lines are now open. Dial 0734 425 622.
Sunrise celebrity sensation.
Here we go. Can you identify this voice? Sounds a bit like you, you know. Just sound like you. I'm ashamed of you. Anyway, good morning.
Hello, Robbie.
Hi, who's that?
It's Dick from Thatcham.
Oh, right.
It was funny about that.
Nothing. I'm just glad I answered and not you, Paola. That's all.
Is it Madonna?
No, it's not. Sadly. Bye-bye. Good morning.
This is Colin from Sherburn.
Well, good morning, Colin.
Good morning. I think it's Linda Robson.
Ooh. So we're going to say Linda Lusardi then from...
No, Linda Robson from Birds of a Feather.
Absolutely. Good try.
Not right,
oh, I'm afraid.
Dear.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
bye.
Bye. So he's a bit wiltshired there, didn't he? Sure. Good morning.
Hi, it's Nikki from Newbury.
Hi, Nikki.
Is it Bridget Nielsen?
Just after Sly walked out. Took all that money.
I think she walked out on him.
Did she? Whichever way.
She's about to get married to her fourth husband now, I think. Was it her fifth?
He's got money too, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got loads. Much.
But it's not, Nikki. Thanks for the call. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Rosemary?
She sings a good tune, doesn't she, Rosemary?
Very good.
Have you ever seen her in cabaret?
Yes.
Really? Was she good?
She was very good.
People say she's very good. I've never actually seen her live, but people say, you know, it's always a good night out with Rosemary. But it's not her.
Okay.
Sorry, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Who's that?
Hello, me. Guess who?
Oh, go for it, go for it.
Come on, it's Margaret.
Sandra, Margaret, okay.
I think it's a really, really heavy smoker. Sounds like it. Hilda Ogden.
Gotta give you a no on Hilda. She doesn't smoke actually anymore.
No.
Doesn't smoke anymore. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Roseanne Barr?
Roseanne Barr? Good try. Who's that?
Michelle.
Right, Michelle's wrong, but it's a good try. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Karen from Andover.
Right, Karen, good to have you with us. What do you think?
Julie Walters.
No, not Julie Walters. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Kerry from Calcutt.
Hi, Kerry from Calcutt.
I think it's Jane Horrocks.
She plays Bubbles in Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, yes. She's very good, isn't she? I think she's ever so good. That girl. And she's been in something else, hasn't she?
Oh, she's been in Memphis Belle. She's on the stage at the moment in London in the Rise and Fall of the Little Voice. She's in loads of things.
She's very good.
And she was on the drama last Saturday.
Good try. It's not her.
Right,
but it's
so
a great
much.
Series, isn't it?
Yes, Karen.
I love that.
A smashing line, I thought, last week from Joanna Lumley. We were talking about bringing in the Romanian children. And Joanna Lumley goes, what part does Joanna play?
Patsy.
No, just sit left. Get him in. Mock him up and move. Pull him. That was so funny. So sick, but funny. Good morning.
Hello, I was actually going to go for Joanna Lumley.
Oh, that's a good try. Who is this?
Debbie.
All right, no, it's not Joanna Lumley. Thanks for the call.
It's more fun in the morning. The Breakfast Club.
I actually think that is going to do a power of good for Joanna Lumley's career, that part, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think people are going to take her as a serious actress for a while. It's a hard part to play, that one.
Brilliant.
For Joanna Lumley, who's led such a clean life,
running out of boys.
Yes, I know a few people could have been typecast for it, but it's curiously more appropriate with Joanna. Running down the road, trying to loosen
my... And I feel
more mellow stuff at the Breakfast Club this morning. This is Mellow Rob, Tina Carroll, and So Close... at 210FM, and the Daily Mail, National Newspaper of the Year, and 210FM are giving you the chance to win your share of $2,000. It's the Great Christmas Rock Around the Clock competition. It starts today on Phil Kennedy's show from 10 this morning. You can pick up a slice of £2,000 in cash. You'll need a copy of the Daily Mail, and that's available free from our reception here this morning. Quarter to nine at the Breakfast Club. Come on, Steve.
Busy Monday morning. Let's start in Northampshire, the M3 AA Road Watch.
Brought to you by Mercury, the driving force in telecommunications.
Rob Jones.
Bill Tappers and Shunters, your choice to pick two driver moving cracking tunes. This morning, it's David Gavin from Reading. And no, I don't think he's a hairdresser. David Gavin in Reading, thank you for that selection. There she goes, the Lars. And before that, Elton John's The Bitch Is Back. We do seem to get a lot of Elton John in the selection.
It's very popular.
But it's up to you, it's up to you. You can fax us 0734 431 215 if you'd like to pick the Wheel Tappers and Shunters of a morning. 0734 431 215. What we like to have generally is something sort of older, sort of 70s, 80s, and then something that's sort of late 80s, early 90s. That's what
we did have one request for Trini Lopez.
I know. Sorry, we couldn't do the Trini Lopez one. I'm sorry about that. Our boys sing that song. Who needs love like that? And very good they are too. They're more in tune than Erasure, I'll tell you. It's a couple of minutes to 9 o'clock. 9 till 10 is coming up in the next hour. It's 9 tracks back to back with absolutely no interruptions from the plonkers who stand to sit behind the microphone.
Pathetic joke. Tiny pink comb.
Entertainment. The Monday morning trouble spots into Newbury from Andover, both directions on the Winchester bypass by the Hockley Lights and into the roadworks on the M3 and the A30 through Camberley. 210FM, dependable travel. Don't leave home without us.
Good morning, it's Monday, the 7th of December. Let's get the latest now from Paola.
The 9 o'clock news, this is Paola Tish. Good morning. The government is to order sweeping changes to the way staff are selected for children's homes.
Aircheckdownloads.com.